This update from the Minnesota Farmers Union. Farmers Union President Gary Wordish is our guest. Gary, we did get one hurdle out of the way with at the state legislature.
Yeah, we got a big hurdle out of the way, which is the Senate and the House, and then come to an agreement last week, and then the governor signed the bill on Friday, which replenishes the unemployment insurance trust fund and also provides some what they call hero checks to some of the workers that were directly involved during the COVID-19 pandemic. We're hopeful with that out of the way, we can maybe get some other work done. We still have the drought relief bill. That's a hangover from last fall yet. But we have a House and Senate bills on agriculture, ominous spending, and they're putting a lot of money primarily in meat processing and some grants to noxious weeds, some money for cover crops. A lot of good pieces in there. So we're hopeful that now that the unemployment insurance trust fund has been agreed upon, that hopefully we can come to some agreement on some of these other issues.
Your voice in St. Paul and in Washington, D.C., the Minnesota Farmers Union.